The farmer's market phenomenon, why the most traditional way to buy and sell farm products is becoming more and more popular. Back in 1995, there were about 2,000 registered farmer's markets. But since then, Ann Alonzo with the USDA Marketing Service says that number has skyrocketed.
Presently, we have about 8,268 farmer's markets in our farmer's market directory.
And the number is growing. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says they're a great opportunity to encourage new and beginning farmers and...
It's an opportunity for small and mid-sized producers to have a market that they can control.
Paul Mock, a farmer from West Virginia, has been farming all of his life, but only involved with selling at farmers markets for about 10 years.
30 years ago, there were only a few farmers markets in highly populated areas because those are the only ones that seem to be able to do well. And now people are willing to travel to a farmer's market to enjoy everything that's available.
And the first thing that's available?
A fresher product, a more tasty product.
People are definitely more into the eat local, eat healthy movement, and it's good because that's what we do.
That's Kathy DeBernard, a farmer from Virginia. She says the big sellers for her right now are tomatoes, fruits, berries, and things that can be eaten with little or no preparation.
But I also find that more things like squash, green beans, and greens, vegetables that need to be cooked, don't sell as well because people are busy and don't have the time.
I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.